I had stumbled across an article in some obscure journal in the BPL racks that praised Torrijos as a man who would alter the history of the Americas, reversing a long-term trend toward U.S. domination. The author cited, as his starting point, Manifest Destiny, the doctrine, popular with many Americans during the 1840s, that the conquest of North America was divinely ordained, that God, not men, had ordered the destruction of Indians, forests, and buffalo, the draining of swamps and the channeling of rivers, and the development of an economy that depends on the continuing exploitation of labor and natural resources. The article got me to thinking about my country's attitude toward the world. The Monroe Doctrine, originally enunciated by President James Monroe in 1823, was used to take Manifest Destiny a step further when, in the 1850s and 1860s, it was used to assert that the United States had special rights all over the hemisphere, including the right to invade any nation in Central or South America that refused to back U.S. policies. Teddy Roosevelt invoked the Monroe Doctrine to justify U.S. intervention in the Dominican Republic, in Venezuela, and during the liberation of Panama from Colombia. A string of subsequent U.S. presidents, most notably Taft, Wilson, and Franklin Roosevelt, relied on it to expand Washington's Pan-American activities through the end of World War II. Finally, during the latter half of the 20th century, the United States used the communist threat to justify expansion of this concept to countries around the globe, including Vietnam and Indonesia. Now, it seemed, one man was standing in Washington's way. I knew that he was not the first. Leaders like Castro and Allende had gone before him. But Torrijos alone was doing it outside the realm of communist ideology, and without claiming that his movement was a revolution. He was simply saying that Panama had its own rights to sovereignty over its people, its lands, and a waterway that bisected it, and that these rights were as valid and as divinely bestowed as any enjoyed by the United States.